It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm a little late tonight because I had a dinner with a friend, and I ran out of time, and I realized, oh, my goodness, I have the show at 11. I got to get my little butt home. So I apologize for the delay. This is Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather, and I'm Ann Ortley, and I'm sitting here broadcasting from my bright red desk on the Upper East Side on November 1st, Halloween, Samhain. The Celtic New Year, the day of the dead, the day when the veil between the living and the dead is the thinnest. And this is a crossover day. Obviously, we have Halloween. A lot of the major holidays in our world are set on the cross-quarter days. This is when we're halfway through fall into winter. So we are in the process of being halfway through fall into winter, and we're beginning this wonderful energy around the beginning of winter, the end of fall, beginning of winter, the high season of letting go, letting and releasing and letting everything leave and letting all the leaves change and having everything change and release. So it's a very magical time. The leaves were all, as I was flying home in a taxi cab, watching all the leaves change and going, yes, this beautiful, it's wonderful. It's kind of all this energy of transformation and change and endings. Scorpio is the time when everything ends and we begin again and we say, okay, let's begin this new cycle. Let's begin this new chapter. And, of course, it is the Celtic New Year. It's the Day of the Dead and when the souls cross. So we're here at the, and also in New York, we have the marathon today. It's also called All Saints Day. And it's also called Daylight Savings Time. Ending, we're back on Eastern Standard. So last night we got an extra night, an extra hour of sleep. My favorite, the spring forward I always get a little disoriented on, but the fall back, man, you know, my Pisces moon loves that sleeping. So what we're going to do is talk about what's in the sky in the 20 minutes we have left and kind of cover, there's a lot going on, as you might have guessed, and it's a busy time in the heavens and on earth. It does feel like it's hard to believe it's November. I don't know how this happened, but it is November. And this week we have quite a bit of activity above our heads, which means quite a bit of activity down here on earth. We still have 10 more days, 10 count 'em, of the nodes of fate on the world axis. So this is still releasing time because the south node's in Aries, letting things go. And then we're going to the North Node in Libra, partnering, relating, connecting, forming new alliances, reconnecting with old people from our past, connecting again and saying, okay, this is the direction I want to partner with. This is the direction of my life. When planets pass across the world axis, they often become major points in our transition in our life where we're invited. Now, the nodes have been on this for 2.5 months. Which is a little rare. You know, we don't often have a node sit at the same degree for 2.5 months, but it has been. So what it's saying is the North Node in Libra inviting us to move forward, answering to Venus as she's changed signs. This week on the 8th, next Sunday, she hits the world axis of Libra. Venus goes into Libra, and she triggers the node of fate. So they're kind of calculating and dancing together. And there's a lot of energy around beginnings, connection, relationships. So watch for partnerships, watch for relationships, watch for new ideas to come in. Mercury goes into Scorpio tonight at 2:06 in the morning, and it's going to be in Scorpio from now through the 20th, so it's 19 days of Mercury in Scorpio, which is intense communication and deep and profound conversations. Mercury, of course, as the ruler of Venus and Mars and Jupiter, makes them all become much more intense, makes them all want to commit to partnerships. So think about that again. Venus is in Virgo. Mars is in Virgo. Jupiter's in Virgo. They're all answering to Mercury. Mercury is the ruler of those guys. Mercury is the ruler of Virgo and Gemini, too. We don't want to leave Gemini out. So now when Mercury changes signs, the Virgos suddenly become intense Scorpios. The Geminis suddenly become intense Scorpios. And those three planets in the sky, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter, suddenly become intense. And they have a deep connection and a profound energy of wanting to transform us. At the same time, Venus in Virgo is ruling that north node, and then she shifts into Libra next week on the 8th, right before the node transitions out of the world axis. So we're at this very intense merging time and an intense partnering. So it's an excellent time for negotiating deals and for saying, gee, this is what I really want to bring into my life. This is what's important to me. And we also have Venus and Mars meeting tomorrow at 8:10 tomorrow night, Monday the 2nd. And they are commencing a new year-long cycle of their dance. And, of course, Venus and Mars are natural companions to each other. And, of course, they're now really intense because they're answering to Mercury and Scorpio. So we're up for intense mergers this week, intense transformations. Later in the week, we also have the Sun sextiling Pluto on Thursday. So we're building up to that sextile, and that's a working sextile, meaning the Sun is in Scorpio, and it's sextiling Pluto in Capricorn. So it's a closing sextile. Sextiles are where we work for things and we get things that we've been building over time. So if you think back to when the Sun was in Capricorn last January, there's a project you've been working on since January that culminates this next week. You get the reward for it. You get the yes. You get the go ahead. It's good to go. And then we also have Mercury trining Neptune, Mercury in Scorpio trining Neptune in Pisces on the 6th. So the commitment that we make, the commitments we make this week are very much about the dreams of our heart. And then, of course, Venus enters Libra on next Sunday, the 8th, and she's in Libra from the 8th of November through the 4th, which gives her 26 days of being in Libra before she goes into Scorpio on December 4th. So Venus entering Libra is also about partnering and creating and relating and connecting as she's in that energy. And she then shifts out of being so intense that she is this week, because she's answering to Mercury, and she becomes answering to her own self, to her, what she really wants as of the 8th. And then we go in, we're still in a waning aspect. We're going towards a new moon, which takes place at 19 Scorpio next week on the 11th, which is sextile to the eclipses that we had on September 13th. So there's this kind of whole big story going on in the heavens about the dream, about what the passionate dream is you're going to follow, about the call of your heart. And our job with these energies is to kind of say, okay, what's the call of my heart? What's the passion that's igniting me? What's inviting me to transform? What's asking me to step forward? So let's talk a little bit about the moons. The moon is void as of 10:30 tonight, the 1st, and it's void in Cancer with a nice closing aspect. And tomorrow morning at 10:48, it goes into Leo in the morning, Eastern time. And it's in Leo all day Monday, all day Tuesday, going void Tuesday night at 8:46 with a trine to Uranus, which is highly creative. And then it goes into Virgo at 9:22 p.m. on Wednesday. So it's void Tuesday night from 9:46 all day Wednesday. Remember, we're in long void mood times because all the planets are in early degrees. Moon's in Virgo on Wednesday night at 9:22 p.m. all day Thursday, all day Friday. And it goes void at 7:47 a.m. on Saturday morning with a conjunction to Venus. So we've got a trine to Uranus, which is creative energy with that Leo moon, fire moon, trining fire Uranus. And then the Virgo moon Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and early Saturday morning is a union with Venus, moon and Venus meeting up and partnering. Moon is void for 3 hours in the morning, Saturday morning, entering Libra at 10:14 in the morning, and it's in Libra all day Sundays, leaving Libra void, going void in Libra with an opposition on the 7th and the 8th, so that's a separating energy. And then it's void all day Monday, and it enters Scorpio at 11:02 p.m. on Sunday night, or Monday night, rather. So it's void all day Monday, next Monday the 9th. But that makes Monday, Tuesday, skip Wednesday because the moon's void. You can do projects and stuff, but don't start new stuff. And Thursday, Friday, excellent days for getting things accomplished. So just kind of working with those, the void moons and how they work. This week, the sun goes from 9 Scorpio to 15. The big energy in the week is the sextile to Pluto that happens on the 5th. There also is a sesquiquadrate to the nodes of fate on the 7th. And a lot of times when Scorpio on the world axis talks to the nodes of fate on the world axis, what we're doing is we're making important choices about how we want to proceed. They are slightly stressful choices, though. It's kind of feeling a little bit caught between a rock and a hard place. That's this weekend on the 7th, which is a little bit of a, well, you know, you can do it, but it might not feel so good. Oh, all right, let me try it. It's that kind of energy. Not bad, but not great. Mercury in Scorpio from 0 Scorpio through 9. Scorpio is making quite a few aspects, the most important of which probably is the sextile to Pallas Athena on the 2nd of November, where, she's working collaboratively with vision, and when Mercury's working collaboratively with Pallas Athena, who's the god of vision. There's a square to Ceres on the 2nd, which also asks, and Ceres, of course, is asking us what we want to create and how we want to create it. So when Mercury squares that, we often have an interesting time because Mercury squaring what we're creating, we're going, well, do I really want to create it? And sometimes, you know, it all seems well and good when we're thinking about it. But then when we get right down to it, we go, you know, what was I thinking? And so that's the question that we will be each asking ourselves. Well, I know what I thought I wanted, but now that I've actually gotten it, what actually do I want? So that's going to be happening on the 2nd, which is Monday. And then the back end of the week, Mercury, you know, is working with communication skills, the biggest being, of course, the trine to Neptune. So Mercury trine Neptune. And remember, Neptune wants us to be a little bit delusional because part of the way he gets his way is he throws a blindfold over you or he gets a cocktail in you, or it gets you all nice and mellow and you agree to something you probably wouldn't agree to if you were in your right mind. So Mercury trining Neptune says, yeah, sign up, agree to this. This will be good. This will be good. And there's a part of you that knows it will be good. And then there's another part of you with Mercury and Scorpio that needs to watch what you're committing to. So it's not going to be bad, and I don't want you to not commit. But I want you to commit knowing with the trine to Neptune that there's going to be parts that are not disclosed. You know, I had a meeting with an old friend who I hadn't seen in a few years who was in town today, and we were sitting talking, and I was talking about a situation. We're kind of catching up because we hadn't seen each other in a few years. And I was talking about a situation, and I kind of was like, well, you know, I committed to it, and then once I committed to it, then there were all these parts, and then there was this part, and then there was that part, and then there was this part. And it really had been kind of like that. I'd said yes without really understanding all of the ramifications of what yes meant. Not that there was anything wrong with what I committed to, but it wasn't clear. So Mercury trine Neptune is that kind of thing. You're going to commit, and it's time to commit. Neptune's part of that T-square. You're hiring the contractor to build the house. You're signing the contract. But like anything that we begin, we don't always know what's going to happen. I mean, with all good faith, with all good intention, with all good realization, we're in. But then when we start to actually do it, we go, oh, wow, this is actually bigger than I thought. So that's this week. It's the commitment. Don't be afraid. But just know that with Mercury and Scorpio, not all will be revealed. Not supposed to be. Venus joins Mars, starting a new two-year cycle on, or year-long cycle rather, on Monday at 24 Virgo. Now, this is also where Jupiter and the nodes are going to play all January, February. So whatever the deal is you sign up for now on November 2nd, you'll be working with on the beginning of January, around January 7th. And then Venus goes from 24 Libra through 0 of Libra, or 24 Virgo through 0 Libra. And so she's going to land on those nodes of fate when we get to the 8th, to Monday, to Sunday the 8th. After she answers Libra. So that's an important day for connections. Pay attention to who you meet this weekend because they're big the weekend coming up. Also, there's a sense of leaving home on the 7th where we're separating and we're starting some kind of new journey or new story with that separating aspect. And we also have a lovely trine to Admetos where Venus is going to say to Admetos, gee, I was thinking I wanted to do this, and Admetos goes, well, you know, if you have to do that, you want to do that, then you have to end this other thing over here. So Venus will probably end something this week where she'll say, you know, that's not quite what I wanted. She also has a contraparallel to Eris. Now, contraparallels act like oppositions. So there's something about Venus in Virgo where she looks across the sky and she sees a little envy in Eris. And so she's got this energy of, gee, I can see a little envy there. I wonder what that's about. And because Eris and Chiron are traveling together right now by declination, on the 8th, Venus has a contraparallel to Chiron. And the two of them are kind of talking to each other, right? So this is about getting clear about the direction you're heading in and getting clear about what's of value to you. And then secondly, recognizing that sometimes what's of value to you might feel a little wounding on some level, but that it's actually okay, that the wound is there to be healed, right? Chiron's in Pisces. It wants us to understand when it's in Pisces that everybody's alone, that there's a deep feeling, a deep yearning, a deep heart wish for connection, but also on an intrinsic level, there's always this kind of separation energy. Mars, busy guy that he is in Virgo, 24, 25, 26 this week, not moving too fast. He's contraparallel Juno, kind of stirring up the partnerships and the relationships. He's contraparallel Eris, stirring up the energy, because remember, he and Venus are hanging out together. And he also can make you have a little bit of a cold on the 3rd, because he's parallel the healing planet, or you may just want to stay in bed that day because it's kind of one of those days you want to stay in bed. Jupiter not too busy this week, just hanging out at 17. He does have an inconjunct Uranus on the 5th, which often shows up as some kind of unexpected change. Remember, Uranus is in fire, Jupiter's in Virgo in a group. So this can often show as an unpleasant energy around some kind of explosion that hurts people, particularly adolescents or teenagers, because Jupiter's in the sign of teenagers. Hopefully not, but, you know, just kind of notice those. Jupiter in Virgo in conjunct Uranus also is, you know, forms one leg of a finger of God, so if you have planets at 18, it can get activated because Jupiter is coming into 18 this week, or coming into 17 and a half this week. Uranus is opposite Juno. Expect divorce, separations, breakups, relationships ending on Tuesday the 3rd, because the opposition to Juno, and saying, okay, I'm finished with that. And there's a separating energy with Juno and Uranus opposite each other. So a lot of the partnership energy, you're kind of taking it on the chin this week. And that's okay. It's about sometimes we have to separate and go our own way to do the growth step. And try and separate with peace if you have to separate this week, because there is an energy of wanting to part or wanting to kind of do something different and maybe not do it the way you've always done it. And that's okay. That's part of the energy of the time. But it also sometimes, you know, sometimes we don't know how to leave without slamming a door. You don't have to leave slamming the door. You have to leave with a big hug saying, I love you. It's been a wonderful time. Blessings, blessings. You always have a piece of my heart. Because really, that's really what it's about. And with this Chiron in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces and Mercury trining it, when you do say goodbye this week, or when, if there is a goodbye, make sure to tell them you love them. There was a beautiful poem on a Facebook post that I just saw recently, and it was someone who had just gotten some very bad news. And they did this lovely thing about, you know, what is really important. And really, when it gets right down to it, none of the stuff in our world can go with us. We don't get to take our money. We don't get to take our diamond rings. We don't get to take our fur coats. We don't get to take anything. The only thing we get to take is our memories. The memories go with us in the moon, right? The memories travel with us in the moon and go on with us to the next incarnation. Everything else left behind. Now, obviously, if we did bad juju and we have to pay off karma in the next life, that's another whole area. But all we get to take with us is the memories, the love, the connection, the heart space. So this week, as the moon wanes and releases and says, let go, transform, go forward, follow your dream, release, release, commit when you need to commit, let go where you need to let go of. Very powerful week for whooshing energy, whooshing in, whooshing out, releasing and transforming. So be gentle with yourselves. Be gentle with those you love. Be gentle with everybody because they're all having these transits too. And on that note, the show is over. So I wish you all a great week, and I'll catch you next week on the Weekly Weather. Take care. It's Anne signing off. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.